Excuse me, I'd like to remind all participants this conference is being recorded. If you have objections, you may disconnect at this time. You may begin.
Thank you very much, operator. Thank you. Glenn, please be so kind to help me do a roll call.
Certainly, Olga. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. On the call today, the work prioritization model call, we have Jamie Wagner, Chuck Gomes, Olga Cavelli, and for staff, we have Ken Bauer and Glenda Saint-Jerry. Thank you, Olga.
Thank
you
very
much,
you. Ben. Thank you. Hi, I hope you had a nice Easter. Thank you for joining. Ken, thank you for the documents. I reviewed them in general, and I think they're fine. Should we try to finish them today? That's the plan for today, I guess?
That would be my recommendation, Olga. This is Ken.
We would do our best to find a common text that everyone is happy with. Also, I would like to comment about something that was suggested in your last email, and Chuck made a comment about the OSC involving or presenting this to the OSC, and should we discuss this now at the beginning of the call, or we have to talk about this maybe a few minutes after we finish? Any ideas?
This is Ken. I would suggest that we get our documents in line and the letter, and then we can perhaps talk about logistics and that kind of stuff.
Okay. I see the document with the methodology in the Adobe. Should we start with it, Ken? That's your advice for the first step?
Yes, Olga, it is. right now it's just you and me in the room. So.
I thought that Glenn said that was Chuck and Jamie.
They are on the phone, but they are not in the room.
You're right.
Chuck is in his car, and Jamie's in a taxi. So, and Rob said he might be about 20 minutes late. So it's just right now it'll just. So I'm gonna this is Ken. I'm gonna have to try to do my best to describe what I'm looking at, and see if we can get concurrence as we move along. This shouldn't be too bad. Let's see. Is that all right for me to proceed?
Chuck, is this okay for you?
Okay.
Thank you,
yes,
Jamie.
That's fine.
Thank you, Chuck.
Okay, this is Ken. I'll begin. I want to just make a note that I'm going to start with Section 6, and then I'm going to proceed to the annex. I'm going to do this relatively quickly because I think everybody's had a chance to review the document, and there are very few changes to make. Some are just a repetition of what we decided last time. I'll just cover those briefly to make sure there's no outstanding issue.
Ken, this is Chuck, just to let you know, I did not have time to review what you sent this morning, but I'm sure that's just a simple a compilation of what we've been talking about on the list. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Thank you.
I'll go over that in a bit more detail as we reach those particular sections. Starting with Section 6 at the top purpose, the only change that was recommended last time was the footnote, and I think it was Wolf who asked that we change that to say procedures relating to the council's project management role will be discussed subsequently. There's no other debate about that. That change will now be removed and cleaned up. So I'll pause there. Then moving on, there were no changes in the rest of 6.2. In 6.3, in the methodology section, as somebody noted that the word paragraph should become section, that's changed. And in 6.3.1, we used to talk about primary and secondary factors. That now just reads rating factors. Actually, rating factor, singular, because we're only going to do value, right? Mm-hmm. That's the only change to 6.3.1. Then down under the procedure, 6.3.3, the sentence used to read, the work prioritization process involves four major steps and applies to rating value and, under special circumstances, difficulty. That latter clause has been stricken, so it now just says, excuse me one second, Glenn wanted to get in the room. It now just reads, the work prioritization process involves four major steps, colon, and they are the same steps that we had before. And that completes Section 6. Everything else is now in the annex.
Okay, perfect.
All right, so why don't I just slide on down to the annex. There were no changes. Let me just say it differently. The first change was in New Project Additions, Section 1.2B. And let me just see if I can give you guys context for this. Okay. You might remember we had some discussion about what happens after, when we're looking at a new project, we're trying to determine what to do with it. What we had written was the chair will announce staff's recommendation. This has to do with its eligibility or non-eligibility and category and classification. We said the chair will announce staff's recommendation and ask for council approval. This is newly added language. If an objection is raised, counselors will be polled to determine support. If the project is categorized as non-eligible, no further action is required. If it's categorized as eligible, it will be prioritized at the next scheduled work prioritization session. So the new language was, if an objection is raised, counselors will be polled to determine support. And I guess I just want to ask if that's does that sound acceptable?
Ken, just one thought there. What happens if the next prioritization session is a long ways off? Should we work with just a little bit more flexibility in case there's a need? I just first time I thought of this, so I'm just throwing that out for discussion.
What is your concern? Again, Chuck, could you repeat, please?
Sure. What it says, if it does need to be prioritized, the way it's worded right now is that we wait until the next prioritization session. There might be occurrences where it needs to be prioritized a little bit sooner. Hopefully that doesn't happen very often, but we might want to word it so that at the next prioritization session or at such time the council decides. Did that make sense?
Yes. This is Jamie. Can I suggest something that a prioritization session, a special prioritization session, should be called in this event?
Well, it might not necessarily be needed in this event, would it? I mean, is it possible that the regularly scheduled one might be okay?
I mean,
we don't know.
In the event that there is not a regular, it will take too much time to happen a regular prioritization session, then a special prioritization session should be called. I'm trying to cover your concern.
Yeah, no, that works. What you just said works for what I was trying to do. Yes.
This is Ken. I don't know if this is helpful or not, but in 6.3.2, up in the Section 6 area, we have a section called frequency. And here's what it says. A formal work prioritization rating session of all eligible projects will be conducted at least once per fiscal year, timed to be approved at the ICANN annual general meeting. The next sentence says, a prioritization session may be conducted more frequently if recommended by the chair and approved by the council. So I would suggest that if a new project comes up and the decision is that it can't wait, that sentence covers us in terms of being able to have a prioritization session.
That's fine, then. I think you're right.
Could we add a sentence mentioning, for example, in such a case that a project or just putting an example in it so it may be more clear to the people that's reading it, or it does make sense?
Well, this is Ken. I think that right now it provides the most flexibility, right, because the chair can recommend a prioritization session for any number of reasons, and I don't know. Do you think we should narrow it down, or?
No. Just adding in cases like blah, 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 but maybe it's not necessary. Just trying to consider what Chuck and Jamie were saying.
With the clarification that Ken made in Section 6, I think it's probably okay. Do you agree with that, Jamie?
Well, I don't have the wording here. I think it covers, but I think it leaves room to the it leaves that at the chair's discretion to convene a special meeting or not. And I think in this case we should define that it is a mandate and not a choice of the chair to convene such a special meeting.
This is Ken. I'm not sure I understood. Could you say that one more time, Jamie?
I think that the way it's I'm doing this by ear, I'm not reading the text, but what I understood is that the way it's written in the other session, it's a discretion of the chair. He can or he cannot convene a special meeting. And we are trying to say here is that in the event there is a disagreement, a special prioritization session should be called. It's not a choice; it's a mandate for the chair to call such a special meeting. That's my understanding of this.
I'm not sure it necessarily needs to be a mandate, does it? It's going to be based on need. And are we giving the chair the authority to make the decision, or is it the chair can recommend it to the council and the council can agree or not agree?
This is Ken. The latter is what's written. This is Ken. Let's take an example. When this new project, the vertical integration, came along, right? It's a new project. Let's assume we had already rated all the existing ones. The question would be, do we need a special prioritization session to do the vertical integration priority? And maybe the chair would say, you know what, we have the resources. In fact, we're teeming with resources wanting to work on this project. We do not have a need to prioritize it at the moment. Does everybody agree in the council? Everybody nods their head in agreement, and therefore we wait until the next session, right?
That's okay, but if there is a disagreement, the point is when there is a disagreement, what happens if there is a disagreement?
This is Ken. Chuck, that's a question I'm wondering. If there's a disagreement in general on the council, and it can't be ironed out, is then a motion provided and a vote taken at the next meeting?
Sure, and it may not have to be anything really formal. We may just take a poll of the council, and if there's a simple majority of each house, we go with that decision.
So So in other words, the procedures themselves don't have to specify what to do in the case of every disagreement that might happen. The council has procedures for resolving disagreements.
Yeah, and we would always try first to reach a position that's supported by the maximum number of people. But if it comes down to where we have to actually poll the council membership for it, the voting thresholds cover that.
Does that help, Jamie?
Okay. Okay. If there is, I would like to avoid a deadlock. And that it's okay.
Another general point for us in this team to keep in mind, if we don't get it perfect by the time we send it to the, in fact, we probably won't, but let me say it that way again. If we don't get it perfect in what we send to the council, it can still be changed at the council level. So it's not as if it's in concrete. So whereas I think we all want to get it as close as we can to be in good shape, we don't have to be so precise that as if there's can't be any changes later. There can be.
This is Ken, yeah, and I just want to echo that. One of the reasons that we tucked a lot of these miscellaneous details into the annex was really to make it even easier to change things that would be sort of practically in the mix. And all the stuff we're talking about, the changes to existing projects and new project additions, is all in the annex at this point. So, I would say we're probably okay. And I want to just keep in mind that the annex only applies when a prioritization session is going to occur. It doesn't apply. It gets called into question as soon as a session has been called. And then it says, okay, the first step in the process of a session is to ensure that changes to existing projects and new project additions are incorporated. So if a new project addition comes up at a time other than when a work prioritization session is scheduled, I think that has to be dealt with in the other management stuff that we haven't written yet, right? That's going to be in the normal project management world that we have punted at this point to another team.
Right, and just to let you know, logistically, I have arrived home. It's going to take me a little bit before I can log on and get in. I'll try and stay on my cell phone on mute in the interim here. Okay?
Okay. And Jamie just managed to get in through 3G. Wow, I'm impressed.
It's a mobile
meeting.
I am very
impressed. I'm too.
Okay.
I am in the Library of the Congress now.
Okay, very, very good. All right, so I'm going to continue on here, and let's see. All right, so step one is okay of the annex, and in step two, the only thing that I did in step 2.2, which has to do with the individual rating sheets, is there was a sentence that said, this same process can be used, of course, for difficulty if and when that factor comes into play. And as we discussed last time, we wanted to take all the references to difficulty out, so I just struck that sentence. Otherwise, that whole section is the same. Now, proceeding on to 2.3.2, this has to do with what happens if a counselor doesn't get his or her individual rating in on time. And Chuck made some suggested language changes to that. I took his and I reworded it as follows. I'll just read it so that it's you'll be able to catch what it says. If a counselor misses the 10-day window for submitting individual project ratings, the first staff analysis will be prepared without that input, and there will be no opportunity to revisit that step once it is completed. During any subsequent group sessions, see step 3 below, all attending counselors will be permitted to participate in the discussions and vote during the polling rounds, even if they did not submit individual ratings. And my question would be, is that clear to everyone? That work?
perfect. That's work and is clear.
And I'll ask for Chuck because he made I did a little bit of modifying, Chuck, to your language, but not in the substantive way. I wonder if his cell phone went off.
I think Chuck is
now
answering
he's on mute.
With a mute phone.
Chuck, if you're listening, was that okay?
I hope he can.
Okay. Sorry, wasn't a good time to talk. Could you read it one more time, Ken?
I'd be happy to. All right. So it says, if a counselor misses the 10-day window for submitting individual project ratings, the first staff analysis will be prepared without that input, and there will be no opportunity to revisit that step once it is completed. During any subsequent group sessions, see step 3 below, all attending counselors will be permitted to participate in the discussions and vote during the polling rounds, even if they did not submit individual ratings.
That is fine.
Okay. Excellent. I'll accept that in the next version. Now, in step 3, I just made a minor deletion of the word teleconference so that we're not locked into having it only via telephone. I think that was discussed earlier, right? Delete the word teleconference. Then in section 3.2, we had we agreed to a sort of 1 to 2 minute time limit. So I made that change. Instead of 2 minutes, it's now 1 to 2 minutes. And then each project should be targeted to be completed within 10 minutes on the first round. That was in 3.2.2. Although that probably means nothing to you if you're not watching the screen roll by.
Can we perhaps read the paragraph? It's not very long.
Certainly. So in 3.2.2, what it says is for each project to be discussed, just contextually, we're in round one. For each project to be discussed, staff will display the range and will indicate which counselors rated the project at the most extreme scale values. Initially, those counselors will be invited to provide a rationale for their ratings. Each counselor is asked to honor a 1 to 2 minute time limit in providing an explanation. To minimize the total time for this step, counselors are encouraged not to repeat rationale that has already been offered. Other counselors are permitted to ask questions for clarification, and answers should be constrained to 1 to 2 minutes or less. Once the extreme values have been discussed, any counselor may provide rationale for other rating values that have not been aired following the same general guidelines. Each project should be targeted to be completed within 10 minutes. Stop. Is that okay?
Yeah, those are general guidelines. It will be not draconian rules.
Right. And then there was no change in section 3.2.3, which said what happens at the end of the first discussion round. That just we go into the polling process. Then in 3.2.4, let me read this. Okay, so we're still in round. Let me think about where we are here. All right, so we're in the second round. Staff will inquire as to which counselors rated the project at the most extreme values so that they may provide their rationale initially, followed by questions and answers, and an additional open discussion period similar to the first round, except that each speaker should honor a one-minute time limit and each project should be targeted to be completed within 5 minutes. End. Jamie, I think this was a suggestion that you made that in the second round we tighten things up.
Yes, because arguments tend to repeat themselves.
And actually, that's the end. There is no possibility for a third round because the next paragraph reads, at the conclusion of the second round of discussion, staff will initiate a new poll, except that this time, if the range is less than or equal to 3, the median will be accepted. If the range is greater than 3, One final round of discussion will take place, and a third poll, at which point the median will be computed as the council's rating. Now, we don't say explicitly at that point that the rules in 3.2.4 should apply, but I can add that if we think that that needs to be said.
Yeah, but I think for this third and final rating, there should be. I don't think you have to add another paragraph, but only to say is that in 3.2.4 that this rule applies both to the second and to the third round of ratings.
Okay, I can do that, Jamie. Note that applies to all subsequent. Okay.
Just a matter of order here. Can I leave my you need to still me to mute my phone?
No, we don't.
Ambient noise.
This is Ken. I don't hear any background noise at the moment.
Okay, thank you.
Coming from your phone. Okay, I think we've finished the group step three, and step four is really just results and doesn't say anything, and there were no changes to it. And that concludes Annex.
This is Chuck. I'm back on now on my landline, so
okay,
not
great.
Quite in the room yet.
That's okay. Well, we just finished the annex.
I heard that.
What I'd like to do at this point, then, is I'll just minimize that and bring up the letter, and we can talk about the letter a little bit. And we've got a few minutes left. Is everybody okay, then, with Section 6 and the annex? I just want to make one final I'll clean the document up. The next time you see it, I will have it in what I would hope to be final form.
Okay.
Don't say I hope it will be.
I sit corrected. It will be in final form.
And we need to give it, if my calculations are correct, we need to have it to the council not later than the 13th.
Correct, and I hope we can talk a little bit about logistics and just make sure we know who's going to do what when and all that sort of thing so that we don't there's a quarterback who's got the ball and knows who to throw it to. Okay, good. I'm going to go ahead and minimize this section, and I'm going to bring up the letter now. Cover letter, and this has Jamie's changes as well. Hopefully, let me make sure that sync is not set on so that you guys control the sizing to your own computers. Have I done that correctly?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, good. Thanks. That button is hard to read. Okay, so this is a draft of the letter, which is my second version after Jamie's corrections and suggestions. The first paragraph in the letter, I didn't show it redlined because I took the two paragraphs that were original, completely redid them, and then I sent them to the list, and I think the feedback was generally that it was okay, so I didn't show redline there.
Okay.
Do we want to take a minute and look at that first paragraph?
Ken, this is Olga. Only one comment. As commissioned by the GNSO Council, I'm not sure if it was so. It just I remember that Chuck made a comment, and I raised my hand. There was not a specific call for a formation of a group. It was then spontaneous with the people that were interested. Just saying that maybe the wording is not exactly what we want to reflect here, but I'm okay with this.
Well, would you like me, this is Ken, would you like me to say organized, as organized by the GNSO Council, or as approved?
Yeah, because commission sounds like very strong.
Yeah.
For me.
Okay. That's fine. Any other suggestions for changing the word commissioned?
I'm sorry.
Organized, it's okay.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Okay, I'll change that. Now, in the second paragraph, I asked whether everybody thought we should keep the goals in. I don't remember if Chuck commented on that, but Jamie said keep the goals in. The goals are still in, so if that's okay, we'll skip that. My only reason for asking the question was because we were trying to get this letter a little bit shorter, and that I thought that was something we might be able to jettison.
All right. I can go either way, so that's fine.
Okay. Now, in paragraph 3, you'll see on the Adobe room, you'll see some redlining. It's a little bit messy, but Jamie had made some suggestions, and I've pretty much incorporated them, I think. So instead of talking about the scope of the team and all that, we just start with the DT believes that prioritization is an important first step of the council's broader project management role, which should be further defined and will require appropriate tools to assist in the active and effective management of the workload. Then there's another paragraph or however that was clobbered, and then we say to facilitate these managerial responsibilities, the DT recommends that, and now it's a one and a two rather than an extended paragraph or just a process be developed to allow timely tracking of GNSO projects on an ongoing basis, and two, its process be supported with a web-based software kit using the original language. Now, the next paragraph, Jamie didn't explicitly delete it, so I wasn't sure if it's supposed to be included or not, but it reads, information from such an application suite properly summarized and analyzed by staff will enable the council to make better informed decisions by understanding and evaluating more clearly the resource constraints impacting existing projects as well as the effects of new work that must be integrated into the total portfolio.
I think this is a redundant paragraph.
I agree.
Okay.
Well, and that's probably a good point. Certainly it shouldn't be a separate paragraph, I don't think. It's part of the previous one, and I think they're probably right that it may not be needed there. If we did keep it, I would say make it a part of that previous paragraph right after the two recommendations. But I'm not advocating that we keep it.
This is Ken. At this point, I'm not advocating that we keep it either. And I'm happy to delete it. And I think if we do that, we'll get it on one page. And so there's probably some value in having a one-page cover letter.
This is Olga. I think we have to delete it because it goes into details that it's not the purpose of the letter. Because it talks about tools, but the purpose of the letter is other.
I'm sorry. Are you talking about the paragraph that begins information from?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I think we agreed that I'll...
It's a detail about the applications and... It's not specifically talking about the purpose of the letter, which is presenting the methodology.
Okay. This is Ken. No disagreement here. I will create the next letter and set it up in final form, I think, unless there are any thoughts anybody else has about what we should say in the letter that aren't already covered.
And in that regard, what I would suggest is that once everybody in our working that's active in on our team has said they're okay with it, that Olga send it with the document as soon as possible, and not wait until the 13th if we get those approvals before then.
Great. So, Ken,
okay.
When can we have the clean version so everyone can, in the group, can review it?
This afternoon.
I will say here and fully state that my approval is done already. Okay. So move ahead.
Yeah, actually, I would say the same thing right now. I'm satisfied. It's probably worth a quick read in case there's any little minor things. Ken's really good about doing it really thoroughly and accurately, so I would be comfortable like Jamie is. But we do have some that aren't. Now, who's missing besides Wolf?
I think basically Wolf, who has been active in most of the calls.
So maybe we can just say, let's let Wolf do a crack at it.
Okay.
And if he's okay with it, go.
Okay.
Don't forget Adrian.
Well, Adrian hasn't been active on this, so I think that, you know, he'll have his shot at the council level. To bring him into it cold at this point would set us back.
No, I'm joking.
Yes, I figured that out. So.
Okay, this is Ken. So, yes, I understand. I will clean everything up. I will put it on the list, and we'll give Wolf Ulrich a few days, maybe till Friday.
Yeah, no longer than Friday, unless there's some special circumstances that prevents him from doing it by then.
And then, if I understand correctly, Olga, you would be prepared at that point to send the set, the package, to the council. And does it go to Chuck? Or does it go to Glenn?
Goes to the council. I can send it to the Chuck. Please correct me if I'm saying something wrong.
No, you are, Olga. She can send it straight to the council list.
To the council, yes.
Okay, very, very fine. I was just trying to be clear that it doesn't go maybe to the secretariat, who then sends it to the council. You just send it to every member of the council.
Yes,
yes.
So they can have
yes.
time to review it.
Okay, super.
This is Olga. Chuck, what's the procedure once we send this to the council in the next conference call?
As you know, Olga, it's already on our agenda for the 21st.
Yeah, I saw it.
And so what the purpose of that agenda item so far is to do a brief overview of the process, and you and I will both be encouraging council members to review it before the meeting to try and answer any questions. And then to talk about, okay, number one, is the council okay with the process? If they're okay in that meeting, we can go ahead and talk about, okay, when is it okay to do a doodle, to schedule a prioritization session, initial prioritization session, or whatever. Now, we're not going to wait until, I'm assuming that we're not going to wait until the annual meeting to do the first prioritization session, so... So we will need to schedule a special one for this. Did that answer your question?
Yes, thank you. And Ken, are you available to join us in the call, or is it very complicated for you?
No, it's not complicated, and I have already been asked for another matter to be on the call because the CCT's material is being reviewed also on that call.
Okay.
And I am currently on another project. I'm working on consolidating the two reports of that team. So, yes, I can be on the call. Can I ask how much time, Chuck, do you remember how much was allotted for this discussion?
I can look just a second. I think I've got the agenda right. I do. I have the agenda up, so bear with me a second. 30 minutes.
Okay. All right. So that only allows a very brief introduction.
What I want to do is to assume that everyone has read it and give a few highlights and then ask if there's any questions. Now, if people haven't read it, they will be at a disadvantage, but if every time we have something like this we have to do a thorough presentation and people aren't responsible enough to do their homework, our council meetings will be terribly long. Now, it doesn't mean that we can't go over 30 minutes. I haven't really analyzed the time too much on this one. It could be that we have a few minutes extra or that we pick up some time. In fact, as I recall, I don't even think I finalized the minute count, so it could be that we could make it 35 or 40 minutes, but I'll look at that and we'll see. And then if you will, you guys will, you and Olga will communicate in terms of what you think is maximum time. At the same time, I still don't want to go use the council session to go through the what we're proposing in minute detail. That would take the whole meeting, and we can't afford to use whole meetings in that way.
I suggest that we, I fully appreciate the way you are intending to touch with only with highlights and focusing on fixing the next the schedule for a special prioritization session. I think this will be the main point of discussion, that a special prioritization session will be needed, and this will take 2 hours. And I think also that we must touch in that the point that some I don't know if to ask the councilors if the material is complete or some training materials should be they need anything else besides the annex and that we are giving them.
This is Ken. If I might just comment a little on that training question. As you might remember, when it comes time to do the prioritization session, and I think I would like to come back to that question for just a second, but not right, so let me just finish this other thought first. One of the roles that staff will play is to coach and guide counselors through this process, just as we did when this team went through it. So when it comes to that individual rating sheet, you know, the spreadsheet, it'll be accompanied with very simple instructions. And as you may remember, that spreadsheet was also designed so that you can't mess it up. It has certain areas that are protected, so you can't change the formulas, and all you can do is you go in and you put your ratings in. It'll actually be simpler this time around because there's only one dimension instead of two, one factor. And the same thing with the when we get to the group session, whether that's held in person or whether it's held in a teleconference, one of the first things that we'll do is just go back over real quickly what the process is, how it works, and then, you know, maybe we could even do one sample polling just to get comfortable with the logistics, and then move right in. So I don't think there needs to be any serious or difficult training process in this. It's pretty straightforward, I think.
And the individual exercise that people will be going through, too, should be a training session of itself, a self-instruction type mode as they go through the exercise.
That's right. This is Ken. And, of course, we would always be available to answer any questions that come up, right, if somebody had trouble with the form or something like that.
I think we should dispense and not emphasize the need for any training materials. I brought this up because I think that the process will not be the main concern of counselors. I think the project list and project classification, this first project list and classification, will be the main concern and the main discussion of everybody.
Yeah, this is Ken. I think that naturally a good segue into coming back to the discussion about when and how does this session get done and what would the team recommend. My thought on it, and I think it came from Rob actually last time where he and I had a separate conversation about it, is that maybe the Saturday or Sunday in Brussels would be the time to actually have the work prioritization session where each project is discussed, the polling, and all of that is done. Now, if you agreed with that, if there's time, like a two-hour block on Saturday or Sunday in Brussels, then I think we should back up 10 days from there and make sure we do the individual ratings ahead of time Now, if we back up 10 or 12 or 14 days to do the ratings, the individual ratings, I think you have to back up another maybe 2 weeks or so also to provide for discussion around what Jamie just said, which is the project categories and classifications. Now, whether that can be done on a list or in a council meeting, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think we would try it on the list first and see if that works, and probably can get a pretty good idea on the list whether that's being successful or not.
Okay, so then let's say we'll see. Brussels is in June, right?
Yeah.
All right, so let's back up to May, and let's say we have a council meeting in early May. Maybe we recommend that staff create its recommendations for Table 1, Table 2, and all the classifications, which, by the way, could largely be what we see today with the addition of vertical integration if that's not already in the list. Or, you know, we would just clean it all up and present that to the council maybe at its actually, we could present it at this meeting, couldn't we? Is that something that you'd like to do at the meeting in which the procedure is announced, is to also provide the council with a starting set of Table 1 and Table 2?
Well, I don't think there's going to be enough time in this meeting to adequately do that. Also, really the first objective in this meeting, if it's possible, should be to get a sense of the council that they're okay with this process.
Okay.
Because if we're not, that totally changes things.
Okay, that sounds good. Go ahead.
Chuck, this is Olga. One question. What happens if they don't agree with the document and they want to suggest changes, or it comes back to the working team, or...
I need to think more about that one. It's been running through my mind a little bit in the last few minutes. I as chair, I'm going to abuse my position and try and encourage strongly that we don't make any changes, that we go ahead and try it. If it doesn't work, fix it later. So I may be a little bit more assertive in that regard than I might be in other situations. At the same time, your question is very legitimate, Olga. If there are some people who want significant changes to the process, then we'll probably have to, again, I'm going to try and discourage that, but if they do, then we will, I'll probably ask for very specific recommendations and give a very short window for that. Now, at that point, it may make sense, and I'd like each of your reactions on this now, to just have it, any changes like, and unless they want to totally revamp the whole procedure, and in which case I think they better form a new group. But if it's just some tweaks to the procedure, that we try and do that within the framework of the council, handle it that way. Well, what do you guys think?
This is Olga. I hope they like the document, but as you know, there were some comments about our procedures and our time for doing our job, so maybe there are people saying something, and I think they should be heard. So,
absolutely, they should be heard.
So let's see what happens, and then maybe they can have, as you said, a short window of time maybe to send their suggestions to the working team, and then we can revise the document.
Now, one of the things we need to recognize is that we could end up on the 21st with a situation where there's not enough agreement, or not enough people have looked at it in detail, that we have to postpone approving the process to our next meeting. Now, our next meeting is on not until the 20th of May, so that's making it really difficult to pull off in Brussels, although it might still be possible if there are no more changes. So that can be another argument for you know, trying to get agreement to at least use this as a test case and improve it later.
Chuck, does the council vote if they agree on the methodology?
Well, I'm gonna approach it in a little more informal sense. For example, does anyone object to using this process as a first methodology for doing this?
Okay.
Now, if somebody objects, then that I'll ask why. And whether they think that's an easy fix, if not, and then it could come down to where I'll call for a vote rather than drag this thing out, long periods of time more.
This is Ken. Can I ask this question? Do you think, Chuck, we should prepare for the possibility that the council is prepared to accept this procedure and have a resolution ready that has, you know, whereas the team was formed, and the council approves the introduction of Section 6 and the annex into the GNSO operating procedures?
Actually, that's a good idea for a couple reasons. And maybe the most important reason is that if we have a motion on the table, it may motivate people even more to make sure they thoroughly reviewed it and checked with their constituencies and stakeholder groups.
And thank you. And I'm happy to take a stab at drafting that resolution, and then how does it actually get to the council? So would Olga send the documents, the letter, and the resolution?
Yeah, keep the resolution separate. Let's send the documents first. And then what would be good is for Olga to make the motion, and someone else on this team could second it.
How many days before the...
It also, the deadline for motions is the 13th as well, so if we can get the document sent to the list by the end of this week, that would be great. And then on next Tuesday, at the latest, the motion would need to be made. It can be made sooner. It can be made shortly after the...
we submitted the documents.
Yeah, exactly.
Great. So we should... just looking at the time. So if we give the team and basically Wolf Ulrich until Friday, then we want to release the documents probably on Friday, right?
Yes. And if you can, in the meantime, get the motion out to the list, to our list, we can all work on it, and it can be ready to go, you know, a day or so after the documents go out.
Yeah, maybe the 12th or the 13th at the latest, right?
But 13th at the latest, 12th would be even better.
Right, okay. That sounds good. Now, this is Ken again. I'm anticipating that someone, if someone who is in favor of this whole process, might say, okay, well, if we approve all this, you know, what's the timeline for getting the prioritization done? And I think it's good to have an answer ready for that in case it comes up, or to send it somehow. Maybe it's even part of our cover letter. And does anybody agree or disagree, or should we just take that and say, well, we'll get back to you on that?
No, I think it'd be better if we're prepared on that because, again, we are looking at a short window here, and if we have to go back and work something for each question that's asked, it's going to drag it out. So, should we make that part of the motion? Very brief estimate, mapping out, for example, a Brussels process like you described, and maybe put it as an attachment to the motion, a link to the motion, rather than making a super long motion.
This is Ken. Okay, I've got two tasks. I'm going to draft a resolution, and I'm going to draft a timeline with just enough detail so that it looks like it's doable. and I'll think my way through, you know, how we get the project list done and when staff has to do its thing and, you know, again, following the procedures, in fact. And then I'll send that to the list, and we'll have a few days to work both of those out and then decide if the timeline should be kept separate or included as part of the resolution. We can work that out in the next few days, I think.
Yeah, in fact, if it's done in a modular way that way, it'd be really easy to add it to the motion or pull it from the motion, just so that the motion is structured in such a way that one of the resolve clause has to do with a possible time frame, and if the council likes that, they can just include it in the same motion, or we can deal with that separately.
This is Ken. Great. This was, by the way, some of the logistic questions. I hadn't thought about them. We're now, as we start thinking our way through, okay, what happens next, and what do we do at the end? These are the kinds of questions that pop up, and I'm glad we're getting them addressed now. I do have one more technical question. It's a kind of a minor one, but do you think that the cover letter should be in email format with the document attached, or should we have an email that says there are two documents attached, a cover letter and a Section 6 document?
This is Olga, and this is strictly personally speaking. I hate to open documents. So if it's a link or if it's in the email, for me it's better, but it depends.
Well, let's put the cover letter as an email.
As an email, yeah.
And we have to pretty much do it. The two documents, or one, whatever it is, Section 6 and the annex, are going to have to be separate documents. It'd be too long an email. I would suggest they you send them as attachments and as links.
This is Ken. I don't think I can make them linked because they're not posted on any website.
No, I know. It's just
but what I can do, though, is I can make a PDF and a Word document for those that don't like Word. I could attach both PDF and Word.
Can I suggest something?
Yes.
This is Jamie. I suggest you put the Word document. The letter will be the first part of the email. Then down in the body of the email, behind the letter, you put the annex and the document, the two documents, in the body, and also as an annex, so as an attachment. So they will be present also. As attachment and in the body of the email. That's what I recommend. They are not very big.
Ken?
Yes?
This is Glenn. May I suggest that we perhaps put them in the draft documents, then you've got an easy link?
I was exactly thinking about that.
Okay. So,
and secondly, just a note that Wolf Ulrich Knobben is on holiday this whole week, so I don't know about the practicality of getting him to go through a document before Friday. He may be able to do it, but I just thought I'd mention that.
Well, let's send a message to him today, asking if it is possible for him to respond, and letting him know that if we don't hear from him in 24 hours, we'll just go ahead and proceed. 24 hours, maybe we ought to do 48 hours.
This is Ken. Who's sending that note?
Probably the chair.
Yeah, I can send it to Wolf.
Olga.
And how much time can we give Wolf? Maybe he has a phone that he can review the emails, or he doesn't.
Let's give him 48 hours. So in other words, that'll be on Thursday, 48 hours from now. If we haven't heard from him, we're going to assume that he is not able to respond. And for the sake of time, we're going to go ahead and proceed. I mean, he can suggest changes just like anybody on the council can after the fact.
And I would say just that we are giving him the chance to give his opinion, and if we don't hear from him, we will be sending Friday to the council list. So he will be able to give his opinion on the council list. But I will have now to disengage from the call, and I'm entering the conference here. Okay, bye bye.
I think we're finished, actually.
Yeah,
yeah.
Good.
This is Ken. I hate to do this after Jamie just left, but I'm disinclined to actually put the text of the two documents into the email body. I think it'll become very unwieldy, and I think it will be a mess formatting-wise because...
Now, Ken, the suggestion made by Glenn, I think, is the best. There is
okay,
a page
yeah.
in our webpage for draft documents, and then so we can put the letter into the body of the email. And
yes,
then we add a link to this space with draft documents. We have done that with other with other working teams, and it's quite nice.
I'm happy to do that. And what we have to do in step order is to approve the documents, finalize them, which requires us to wait a little bit till we hear from Wolf or make a decision to go.
Yeah,
and then I'll firm the documents.
Wolf.
I'll get them to Glenn. She'll get them posted. I'll get the links, and then I'll fix the letter, the cover letter. And so, yeah, we can get all this done, for sure.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Ken.
Anything else? Oh, well, we could have a meeting next week.
No, we don't.
We're done,
We have a motion to drop.
Are we then going to cancel the meeting?
I don't think it's necessary.
Okay.
This is Ken. May I make a suggestion that we keep the meeting on the 12th scheduled for now, and then maybe make a decision on Friday if we think we still might need it?
Okay. That's okay.
We could always cancel it on Friday. If everything's going well and all the documents are clean and it's proceeding properly, then we probably don't need a meeting, but that way we'll have it scheduled just in case.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay. Anything else?
Ken, are you providing us with a draft for the motion, and so we can review it in the team list?
That's correct.
Okay.
Ken, I will be preparing a draft motion. I will be preparing a timeline, and I will be cleaning up and sending final documents to the list in as quickly as I can.
Okay. Thank you.
Great.
Thanks, everybody.
All right,
thank
thanks.
You.
Great work,
bye-bye.
Everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.